February 10, 1932 Work of God in the soul who lives in the divine will. Co-breathing between God and the creature. Look out of Jesus to have the company of the creature in his works. My sweet Jesus, with his enrapturing force, pulls me always into his adorable will, to let me cover the multiplicity of his works, that seem to be waiting for me to give me something more than what they have given me. And I remain amazed at so much divine goodness and generosity. And beloved Jesus, to infuse in me greater love and desire to follow the acts of the divine will, told me, blessed daughter of my volition, each time you elevate yourself in it to unite yourself to each act it has done, and to unite your act to its own, the divine act rises and gives you a degree of grace, of love, of sanctity, a degree of divine life and of glory. These degrees, united together, form the necessary substance to form the divine life in the creature. One forms the heartbeat, one the breath, one the word, one the eye, one the beauty, one the sanctity of God in the depth of the soul. As the creature approaches them, our acts rise to give what they possess. They anxiously wait for her in order to place themselves in attitude of rising, to form their divine outpourings, to deposit themselves and repeat the acts in her. So, one who unites herself with the acts of our divine will gives us the occasion to let us work, but to do what? To form our life with our work in the creature. You must know that the creature, by elevating herself in our divine will, leaves everything and reduces herself to her nothingness. This nothing recognizes its creator, and the creator recognizes the nothing that came out to lie, not the nothing cluttered with things that do not belong to him, no. And finding it nothing, he fills it with the all. Here is what it means to live in my will, to unclutter oneself of everything and, extra light, to fly into the womb of the celestial Father, so that this nothing may receive the life of he who created it. In addition to this, our will is our life and our food, and since we have no need of material foods, it gives us, then, the food of its holy works. And since the creature is one of our works, we want to find in her our will as life, so that, not only herself, but all of her works may serve us as food. And we, in exchange, give her the food of our works. This feeding ourselves with the same foods forms the co-breathing between God and the creature. This co-breathing produces peace, communication of goods, inseparability. It seems that the divine breath breathes in the creature, and that of the creature in God, uniting them so much as to feel as if the breath of one were one with the other. Here then, come the co-breathings of will, co-breathing of love, of works. We feel that breath which we issued in the creation of man, and which he broke by doing his will, reborn again in the creature. Our will has the virtue and office of regenerating in him what he lost with sin, and of reordering him as he came out of our creative hands. After this, I was going around in the works of creation and redemption, and my sovereign Jesus added, my daughter, our works suffer isolation if they are not recognized as works done for love of creatures. In fact, there was no other purpose in doing so many marvelous works in creation than to give them many attestations of love. We had no need, everything was done with an intense love for them. Now, if this love of ours is not recognized in each created thing, our works remain alone, without cortege, without honors, and as though apart from the creatures. So, the heavens, the sun, the other created things, are alone. What I did in redemption, my works, my pains, my tears and everything else, are isolated. Now, who forms the company for our works? One who recognizes them and, going around within them, finds our love palpitating for her, longing for her company in order to give and receive love. So much so, that when you go around in our will to find our works, and to recognize our love and place your own, I feel so drawn, that I am almost always waiting for you in each work, to enjoy your company, your cortege, and I feel as though repaid for what I did and suffered. And when sometimes you delay your coming, I am waiting, And I put myself on the lookout from inside my works, to see when you are about to come, so as to enjoy your sweet company. Therefore, be attentive, don't make me wait. Fiat.